reason most of us don't see anything is because we stand up, Lord, if it's your will, you do it. You don't know the things that fight against the will of God happening in your life. Did you read about Daniel? The Bible said, from the first day he knelt down, answer was released from heaven. But the prince of Persia resisted for 21 days. What if Daniel left? Most of us left when the angel came. The guy was there. I will not go. I will not live here until there's a change. See, that's the character of the men of power. Go and read about Elijah when he was praying in 1 Kings 18. He prayed. Go and check. The servant went, came back. I've not seen anything. If you have not seen anything, then prayer has not ended. That's why I tell people, prayer is not about time. Prayer is until something happens. He prayed again. The guy did that thing for 7 times until the servant came and said, I see a cloud like the fist of a man's hand. He said, that is it. Let's go home. It has been done. If it didn't happen, he would have been there. We say we want to see miracles. You know the forces that are in this realm, from wicked men to patterns that are insisting that in your bloodline nobody will rise, to demonic entities, to territorial princes, to wicked systems that have been designed for nobody to succeed. All of those things are against you, and you think you can just say, Father, I know you love me. If it's your will, let it happen. You will be shocked the next time you look at the mirror. Even your beards have become white. Those who see miracles are the people who tell him, I'm not going until you bless me.